This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I'm delighted to be broadcasting today with Miles, senior USAprepares.com instructor from Europe. Welcome, Miles.
Good morning, class. How are you doing?
Miles, I wanted to ask you publicly, is English your native language?
Absolutely not. My native language is German.
And you speak English and German and five others?
Well, a couple of others, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And I want to tell you, if we all spoke English as well as you, we would be communicating a lot better in the United States.
I doubt that.
Miles, today we're going to be talking about jumpstarting a village. There's a video that you wanted us to watch, and I just posted it on the website. It's from Marcin Jakubowski, if I'm pronouncing that right. And he is from Poland. He is now in the United States. And he has been experimenting. He's well-educated, and he's been experimenting with tools to overcome what I believe he considers artificial obsolescence and artificial scarcity. And I think those kinds of things are driving him crazy. Like, why are our machines breaking? Why are parts so hard to get? Why can't we get parts in the future? Am I right about that?
Well, you're right about that. But I want to take another angle to approach that topic here.
Sure.
The issue that we are having as a society on the planet, or as people on the planet here, is that you see the governments, the alleged governments doing things, but who is pulling the strings on the governments? So there seems to be a hidden force behind all the governments that is responsible for the chemtrails that we have, for the rollout of technologies all over the planet, such as the smart cities, the cell phone technologies, vaccinations, and other things we really do not need. So the question that is here now is, what in your life are you able to control? Or where can you bring your life to control certain things, certain aspects in your life? As it's getting harder and harder everywhere on the planet, because we are being forced in an artificial intelligence future where a computer shall decide whether we use some fuel or what we will eat or how our children should be educated.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, for me, this is a pretty scary approach, very scary approach. Having worked in industry, in military, and even in governments, I kind of know a couple of these critters, and I'm really not happy where things are going. So the question we need to ask ourselves as mothers, as fathers, or even as mothers and fathers in future, how do we want to live? What do we want to control by ourselves? And this is a question of self-determination. Vincent?
Yes, as you say that, Miles, I've been thinking about that's exactly what I'm pursuing at a feverish pace here at the farm. And I mentioned that I'm unable to spend the time at the meetups now because the farm is taking so much of my attention, the machinery that I need to keep repairing and keeping in operating condition, and the health concerns and the health issues of our animals and our family are taking so much time that, you know, it's clear to me that I really need to take control of as much of our own lives as we can and avoid being sucked into the system. You know, right now, even the credit cards, Miles, are being issued with these chips, and they really want us to use these chipped credit cards rather than just the magnetic stripe credit card. Yesterday, I needed to buy something, and there was no way out of this. In order for me to get an antibiotic prescription and pay for it for a member of our family, I was forced to prove who I was. And I was forced to prove who I was, and the only way I could do it was with a driver's license. And the person who took my driver's license for identification purposes was stunned that that was the only driver's license that she had ever seen with a person's eyes closed. It's like, wow, your eyes are closed. But Miles, I'm resisting wherever I can. But at the price of having a family member die from not having this very, very strong antibiotic, I had no choice at that point. So you're right. We are facing these things, and it's very difficult. But we here at the farm are trying our best to be independent. And last night, as I was thinking about this broadcast, I was thinking about just the fence we have around our farm. If you would take, and it's mostly barbed wire, but we have some high tensile electric fence. If you would take the strands, like some of the strands are four strands of barbed wire to make a fence for the cows. If you were to stretch it out, all the barbed wire, and just connect it end to end to end, that makes the fence just around our farm. It's over 16 miles.
Mm-hmm.
These are problems. Like, where in the future, where would we get the replacement fence? So I need to make sure that it doesn't rust. I need to make sure that it's in good operating condition. I need to make sure that we get the maximum life expectancy even out of something as simple as a fence. And the fence doesn't move. It just stays there. You just put it in and you hope it's going to stay there. But I need to make sure it lasts as long as possible. So are those the things that you're talking about, that we really need to have what we need, be able to manufacture or rebuild what we need? I'm not talking about wants. I'm not talking about entertainment. I'm talking about the necessities of life.
What I'm talking about is to share the load of all the tasks and of all mm-hmm. the problems that might face you within a group mm-hmm. of people. Mm-hmm. Mike Ma calls it the three-man militia.
He does.
Yes, and others have the word community for that, or others say group to it. So I don't want to give it a name right now what it is, but basically what it is, it's a place where people can share ideas, can share products, can share agricultural products that will be made there, and get educated even more in the process, and have the family even there to not have only an educational step forward, but to have an occupation and to learn about life. So this is the things I want to talk to you about, and how you can approach this, and what the differences are between here in Europe and my settlement, and probably your situations, as we had discussed on two other broadcasts already.
Miles, I have a feeling that what we're gonna hear today is the way it is in your village, but that it was that way here in United States, probably up until the 1930s or 40s, where where there were family farms, and the family farms would work with the family farms down the road a little bit, and they would cooperate and share machinery and share tools and share labor and share knowledge. But because of what we probably see as capitalism, we don't share very much anymore. We don't want to. We don't want to give our neighbors a possible leg up on us by teaching them the secrets. I was at the farmers cooperative a couple days ago, and one of the young guys, he's about 18 years old, mentioned, "Yeah, some of the old farmers will get together, but they don't want to share their secrets. They'll share them among a few of them, but you know, the rest of us younger farmers, you know, that are in our 60s, not in our 70s and 80s, they don't want to share them with us."
Well, they are a clan for themselves. I don't blame them for that. But you're absolutely hitting the point here. We are in a situation where Americans have been educated and taught to look for themselves. Me first. A country of car salespeople that are chasing every benefit for themselves, having no time and no space for camaraderie, for bringing things forward together, and to reach a goal together. These are things that we need to talk about in this show, how to do that. And let me tell you this, my situation here in Europe is really a little different, because we had World War II here on our soil, and we still have the elders that are pushing the brakes with the young ones, and are hammering in their heads that even if you don't like each other, you need to work together with each other, because otherwise our village goes south. The farm will be shut down, leveled under Agenda 21. So they have to. They don't have a choice for that. You there, you do have a choice. And you have the choice to, even if you don't have as much preparedness items or stocked away food, to create something where you can enable others, especially the class here, to be part of a group that does exactly that.
Going into a break, Miles is with us from Europe. And Miles, you know, I've asked you what you thought of some of us in America, and I just heard you say car salespeople.
Everybody has an opinion.
I think it slipped out. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy, or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Bird and Primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer Primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Miles, if I ever have to pull out a resume, I know what to put on it. Line number one, right after my name, car salesman.
Oh, don't be offended. Look, if you are being treated your entire life like coming to school and having to be stronger than everybody else instead of smarter, come on, get a grip.
Well, I'm just thinking about this. I've said publicly, you know, if you flunk out of life, you can always sell insurance or get a government job or sell cars.
Hopefully.
Well, so the point is, we want to rise above that, and we want to work with our neighbors and our friends, and even those guys who may not be so friendly to us. But either we bring them over to our side, as I hear you saying, either we bring them over to our side, or they're going to be baggage that we're going to have to drag around.
Well, they actually are in the same boat. When manure starts to hit the propeller, they will have their issues as well. So you don't know now who you end up in a lifeboat with or in a bunker with, it, as Rick Miller says it. So it requires more flexibility on how you act and respond in life, and more focus on what you really want to achieve. And on the way to your achievement, you will find the ones the ones that are interested in your way of life and that want to benefit out of what you are doing, they will attach to you. others will fall off again and won't be visible anymore. So let's just go back a little bit in history. If you look at history, history always was the law of conquest. It always was somebody is stronger than the other one and puts them down. And that's all it was. So today, when you have a farm and you just have a family to operate the farm with, that might be okay until you reach a certain limit where you really cannot work for more efficiency. It's simply not possible because you have a tractor, you can load up 50 tools, and the day has 24 hours. So if you do 50 tasks with that tractor in that day, you cannot work longer than that is. So the question is, how do you distribute the workload, not only off the farm, but even feeding a family, educating the children, getting a job, preparing for something that might be really not nice coming down the pipe in future. How do you do that? And for me, it was very clear now that we have different approaches to that. Your approach in America is more the approach of the voluntary ones that do want to join something they can benefit out of. Here it is. It's basic survival and to keep, to stay the custodian of the farm that was in the family since the 1400s. That's it.
Yeah. And no one here in the United States has a farm that's been in the family since the 1400s. The earliest that anyone has a farm in my neck of the woods here is 1844, and that's when our farm was established. And I have the documentation, the from the original land grant from President James Buchanan when we stole the land from the Indians. Yep. We stole the land and he distributed it. So that's a that's what you were talking about, the law of conquest. You know, we conquered this land and then gave it out and taxed it.
Very true point. So when you go back, like, up to 1400s, when we have the oldest farm that's still in operation, that is from 1427 here. So mm-hmm. when you go back in history, you always find that the family that operated these farms or have been the custodians of that land, they might have been the same, but the mafia that was surrounding them, a.k.a. the kings and the governments and the sheriffs and everybody who was extracting out of them, they changed in history. It was a feudal system. Then in the 1850s, it started to be a nation-state system where suddenly the nation-states came into birth after the Vienna Congress in 1807. And that developed further. Now we are at the level of having countries that are actually corporations.
Miles is with us, and we're going to talk about how we can survive this and how we can literally work as a better oiled machine, because no one I know thinks things are getting better. So it's up to us to make things better for ourselves.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Miles is with us. Miles is in Europe right this moment. I'm in Missouri in the United States of America. And Miles, the American thought process, as I see it right this minute, is pretty much the way it's been since we landed here on in North America, and that is expansion. More. Take more land. More machinery. So as farmers, what's happening is farmers are saying, well, I can't really do it well enough on what I've got, so I need to get some more land, more machinery. And I'm thinking that's not the answer for me. I'm thinking the answer for me is efficiency and cooperation. More efficiency with what we have. No more land. We're okay with what we have. We have 241 acres. I think that ought to do it. And use that land more efficiently and take care of the land, because it's hard to make land. And is that what you're saying, Miles?
Well, China's making islands right away, right now in the East China Sea, but that's a different issue there. What you're talking about is the efficiency of an estate, a farm, even if it's not a farm, a house with a huge garden might be the case, where you get some limitations limitations in the finances to finance the stuff, the hydroponic greenhouse that you might want to have in order to have healthier food or to be more self-sufficient, or the limitations in buying tools because of the cost and having one income or one bread bringer working up to four jobs a week. So the situations where we're getting into are getting more and more awkward for the individual father and mother, or even for the lone wolf that is watching what is happening in America and is just shaking its head. The problem is that we need to get away from a certain mindset, and that's the mindset of being a victim. Brag about this, being a victim about that, and this has changed, and all is bad. You need to get away from that, because it limits you to reach higher and to occupy the space of minimum, the space of the observer. What is happening here? Why is it happening? Who has the say about that? And am I a party to that, what's happening? So there's questions to be asked, and it's basically questions that a 7-year-old can ask with the curiosity of a child that has not been placed in front of a PlayStation. Oh, sorry, again, a sponsor got out of the window. we need to clear up our minds for the threats and for the tasks at hand. And therefore, first thing you need to know and realize, let me put it in a wording that probably more the military guys would recognize, is you're in the field and there's a sniper shooting at you with a muffler and you don't know where the threat is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you need to do is you need to assess the situation quickly, because if you don't assess the situation and you don't assess it right, it might be lethal.
It's a very good point, and it sounds to me like it's actually more than one sniper. It sounds like we're surrounded by snipers.
Well, as I said, the gangs that are taking care, that are administrating a country, they change. They change from kings to sheriffs. And just for example, in America, you live in counties. A county is coming from the word to count. Okay, it is a count or the count belonging to an account. So a county is nothing more as a bookkeeping for another entity who claims ownership of you, your land, of your children, and claims to be in charge of what you should eat and how stupid you might develop. And don't get me started on the transgender thing. Because even this is a part of that agenda.
So, Miles, are we, at this point, what do we do? If we recognize the threats of overtaxation, overregulation, forced vaccinations, obsolescence, planned obsolescence, supply chain limitations, supply chain disruptions, media programming, where we're taught to to be distracted, or we are distracted by all kinds of things that are just not of consequence to us, so that we don't see the things that are of consequence. What do we do right now?
Okay, first thing you do is you sit down and you assess your situation. We are in a debt-based economy all over the planet. Wherever there's a central bank, we're in a debt-based economy. So you need to assess your situation where you're at. Do you have a house? Do you have an apartment? Do you have enough food? If not, how much would it cost to get that covered? Ask yourself what kind of means of protection and defense, or just having like weather gear, rain gear, to if you need to bug out. Do I have a bug out bag? Do I have water enough? Do I have the tools such as knives? So if I need to get out and I need to take a hike for 2 or 3 days, do I have the shoes for that? Do I have the socks for that? Am I prepared for that? What is missing? Okay, and be honest with you. If you don't have the means, okay, then it is what it is to do that. But in combining skills and combining manpower to cover these aspects, this is the first step to bring it to the place. But first, you really need to be honest about where you are at. So, and let me ask you, if I might, as an example for the class, where are your limitations? Where is the max where you can bring it to, and what do you not have which you really like to have? And you are being an example because you not only preach preparedness, you live it.
I do. Miles, let me preface this by saying that I realized when I was very young, early teens, maybe 13, I realized that it was important to have the things that you need before you need them, because I lived in a place that the stores were pretty far away, so I couldn't just walk to get some of the things that I needed. And I was very interested in machinery. Very young, I was able to build a go-kart out of an old lawnmower engine, and I knew about spark plugs, and I knew about, you know, if something breaks, it was a week before I could go get it. So I tried to plan back then, and it's been a lifestyle ever since. So I've been accumulating tools and equipment and spare parts for my entire life. So I'm fairly well equipped. However, the things that, here's what we have done. During a power outage, we would do what everyone did. And these are the early days of the power outage. First you light a candle so you can see where you're going, and then you can sit down around the kitchen table with a piece of paper, and you can say, okay, to the family, what is it that we don't like about this? You know, obviously we're in the dark, and this candle isn't going to last forever, and we don't know when the power is going to come back. So what is it that we don't like? Wow, the electric stove doesn't work. I don't hear the refrigerator running. Boy, it's pretty hot. We lost air conditioning. Or it's pretty cold, and we lost the heat because the heating system is dependent on electricity, just like the air conditioning system. And we have a well, and you know what? There's probably only one or two flushes of the toilet before the well tank is empty. And it's hard to see where we're going, and you know these candles are kind of dangerous because if we could start a fire if we drop one. Or if the dog wags his tail and hits the kitchen table and bumps into it, and the candle knocks over and hits the napkins, and that wax and napkins go on the rug underneath the kitchen table, boy, it's a big problem. And we don't have a way to put out the fire because we only have, you know, one or two fire extinguishers. And by the way, where are they? Can't find them in the dark. So there are a lot of things that we've thought about over the years, and we tried to make sure that we are prepared for many of these things. We know where the flashlights are, and we know where the batteries are, but that's just like it's not even the tip of the iceberg of the things that you need. In my case, the number one biggest concern is to protect the farm animals, because they are in a fence. They are in, for example, they're in 40 acres at a time. But if it's freezing cold or we have a drought, I can't provide them water. They need like 30 gallons of water a day each. That's a big problem. So my biggest concern is to provide power, electricity, that I am not dependent on anyone other than ourselves. So that means a generator. That means solar. That means an inverter and a charge controller and the wiring and the distribution system within the farm to take use of that. And then that means that we'll have power for the compressor or the compressors. And why is that important? Because we have flat tires all the time. And charging the batteries on the tractor or the tractors, because we need to be able to move material from one place on the farm to another. But when I started talking about efficiency, that's what I was talking about. What we are literally doing is looking at how we're doing things and why are we doing them that way. Why not make the movement of material more efficient, closer to where we need it, closer to where we can protect it, closer to where we can defend it, closer to where we can watch it. So those are the things I'm doing, Miles, as well as working with our neighbors to make sure that we're all on the same page. But you know, here's the problem, and I don't mean to be a naysayer, but it's a process that we have to take them through, because it's taken me 63 years to get to where I am, and I've been paying attention differently from the way that some of our neighbors have. Once I hired a builder to build a house for our family many, many years ago, decades ago. And he and I got into an argument. And I finally realized the reason he was doing it the way he did it was because he didn't know any other way. And it was the wrong way to do it. And finally I said, I get it. You and I haven't had the same experiences. We don't know the same things. So here's what I have to show you. Here's how I'd like you to do it. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
One or two days.
Why do you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Miles is with us, and so Miles, I hope I answered your question. The electricity is the number one thing that I am working on here at the farm, and I'm working at it at a feverish pace, because without electricity, we will have no water. Without electricity, it'll be difficult for us to sustain weather hazards, biohazards, and radiological hazards. But with electricity, we'll certainly have the ability to grow grow food and harvest food. So did that answer your question from my perspective?
Well, sure. Let me give you a different angle, okay? I'm in a place in the world where the refugees were coming through the last month, and it took a lot of time off my other projects because we had to go into civil defense mode here, and not only have the refugees going through to Germany or to a registration camp here, but we have refugees here that were outright stealing lambs or taking stuff from farms only because they wanted to survive. So let me give you the different angle now on that. Do you have the means to protect what you have?
It wouldn't be much fun, but the answer is there are a number of us who have already met over the years who have decided that if we have to circle the wagons, we absolutely positively will circle the wagons. And around where we live, everyone, Everyone has rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo. But I don't think many here have taken another life. And right this moment, Miles, I'm on the radio, but if I'm not on the radio, I am patrolling our property. I am checking the cows. I am checking the equipment. That's something that we do just as a course of being farmers. And if you see a farmer around here on a four-wheeler, you'll probably see a rifle strapped to the four-wheeler or a rifle carrier on the four-wheeler. I mean, and most farmers have handguns on their person at all times. Even though they're wearing, overalls, they still have a pistol tucked in there somewhere. So those are the kinds of things, if you're talking about that kind of protection, if 1,000 or 10,000 refugees came in here, we'd be overrun, yes.
Well, we had 40,000 refugees coming in on one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So this works only when the economy still is there, when still mm-hmm. resources are there to be distributed among the refugees to occupy them with food and to provide them with shelter and feed them. Because when the economy goes down and a situation like that occurs, that possibly something in California goes south, and you have a people's movement from California to the middle states or even to the East Coast, what is going on then? I mean, we're talking about 20 million people that are potentially there that might be faced at some point in time in getting out of California because of the water scarcity, because there's no food growing anymore, and because of the radiation that is coming in there from Japan. So just to make that very clear, as long as the economy is there, everything is fine, and you do as well still have the opportunity to take care of things. But now imagine the worst-case scenario, the economy is not there, and you are starting to live on that what you have. And you have people coming through the states just looking simply for food, because the question then is, it is me for itself.
Yeah, and we come back after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Let's talk about that, because everything was fine until the refugees started arriving, we'll say. And it changed a lot of things. It upset your apple cart. You had plans of what you were going to do, and then you were on the front lines in the militia, we'll say, to protect and defend what you have and your village. Let's talk about that, because it's important, and it can devour everything in a 20-mile swath. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.